On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Great to have you with us this morning. We're going to throw some lines open, 1300 736 736. Get involved. We've got Andrew Gaze to come up after the 8:30 news as well to talk Ben Simmons.
Before we get to that, though, Ben Simmons, this has been reported over there in the States, doubtful to play for Australia in the Olympics. He's going to spend the off-season working on his skill development. Is that the right – do you think that is the right decision on his behalf to do that or not?
It's
just an opinion.
Yeah. I would love him to go and jump in the Australian, into the Australian bubble and have the Aussies get behind him and lift him and pick him up. There'd be no better environment to go into that and have Paddy Mills and Joe Ingles and all those guns in there saying, well, we've got your back, mate. Don't worry about anyone else. We have got your back from here.
But, and that's a big stage to perform on too. Like if you get that right and you perform, that can actually help you to build your confidence back up again. I've heard all the NBA players talk about this, you know, when they go away as part of that NBA team and how it's been the making of some of the superstars of the NBA to actually be in that team type environment playing for their country.
And who is Joel Embiid going to play? Is he playing the Olympics? He might be able to take it to Joel and dunk on him.
Well,
say,
all
cop that.
All that, Gary. Now you're talking.
Specky's on the road. Hey, Speck.
G'day, Gaz. G'day, Whiskey. Gaz, I've got a question.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you about who's currently running the Carlton Review. But before I ask you that, Mark Evans gave us some real legitimate, not excuses, but platforms as to why it's taken the Gold Coast Suns, a longer probably time than they'd like to establish their success. Mate, what's Carlton's excuse?
Well, no excuses for Carlton, and I don't think they're going to offer up excuses. They're saying they're going to go and throw it open to the review. Matthew Pavlich, Luke Sayers is amongst that. I think Graham Lowe might be one of those. So there's four that are going.
Jeff Walsh.
And Jeff Walsh, that's right. Four of them are going to dive into this and find out. And they're not going to throw excuses up, Carlton. I mean, David Teague's doing what he thinks is the best, but he just can't get the players to play in the manner that he wants them to. And that's, in the end, you can live and die by that. So we'll find out pretty quick, Spec. Simon's in Fairfield. G'day, Simon.
G'day, Gaz. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you.
Just loved your interview last night with Tony Cochran. I just thought you may have been a tad hard on him. If he had said to you, how many premierships have Melbourne won since you've been alive, how many is that?
None.
That's it. So it's not easy to win one. And I know they're not probably going to win one for a while, but I think they're doing a good job.
You're not related to him, are you, Simon? You sound very much like Tony Cochran this morning.
And I'm an Essendon supporter, Timmy. I used to have your number on my duffel coat, mate.
Oh, good on you, Simon.
In answer to your question, Simon, I agree. And I did point out during that interview and again this morning that they've been in the competition only 11 years and that sometimes we can be a bit impatient. And any suggestion that the licence needs to be taken off and that licence given to a Tasmanian consortium is nothing more than knee-jerk.
I'm not saying this is easy in any way to manage. And there is, do you feel a team like the Gold Coast, being where they are, who they are, they're almost compromised in some way in terms of they're trying to attract players up there, trying to retain players in that environment as well.
Yep.
And maybe they can't just operate as that hard-nosed football club and that hard-nosed football environment because they're always worried about, gee whiz, you know, like maybe this player will turn around and say, well, I don't want to be here anyway.
That's okay, but Exhibit B is the GWS Giants. Exhibit B into an environment.
They're losing players all the time though too, aren't they?
Yeah, but they've played in the grand final in that time.
Yeah, no, they've been more successful.
And they established,
they adopted a different model from day one.
They threw Kevin Sheedy in at the top. They put some hard-nosed people around him. Mm. They got some hard-nosed senior players around him and started to establish a footy club environment. And you'd have to say that they have a better football club environment than the Gold Coast Suns do at this stage.
It looks like that from the outside. Anthony's in Craigieburn. Good morning, Anthony.
Tim, Gary, good morning. Craig Bellamy, probably the greatest coach in the country at the moment. Do you feel or think this chap could manage an AFL team with good support staff? This chap's values, unconditionals, Gary, what you've just said, hard-nosed attitude, Kevin Sheedy, it's my way or the highway. He's potentially had the best NRL players in the last 50 years. His attitude for soldier in, soldier out, you perform or you're on the highway. Do you feel this chap could manage an AFL club with good support staff and just motivate these guys to play out of their skins?
Well, you would have to completely restructure the way that your coaching setup was, because boy, he would have no great appreciation or feel for how the game's played. So he had nothing to do with that. What you're saying is you would get him in as the environment setter, the culture setter, the standards setter, the discipline setter, and on that basis there'd be no one else in the...
Like the general manager.
Yeah, in Australian sport that you'd probably want better than Craig Bellamy.
Would you have had a problem playing for somebody that was...
It'd take a lot of adjustment.
Yeah, I think it would.
It'd take an enormous amount of... But we've got to be open to these sorts of things.
Do we?
Yeah. You put three or four great football, AFL development, skill, training, game trend, style, people underneath him, who says it couldn't work? But it'd take an enormous adjustment.
If Carlton did that, say they hypothetically, would you be on board?
The answer to Anthony is I don't see it happening, no. And I don't think AFL footy is brave enough to do that at this stage. But down the track, who would know? Let's get some news headlines and then basketballing royalty. Andrew Gaze is going to join us to talk about Ben Simmons.
You are a bloody genius.
Thank you, Alex. Andrew Gaze, and just to get an early breakaway. Scott Selwood's been elevated to midfield coach at the Collingwood Footy Club. What sort of impact will that have on them? Wispy question without notice.
In the short term?
Yeah.
Well, he'll bring new, fresh ideas from his previous place, so I don't know how quickly he can implement them. If you were to use other clubs as the test case... And, you know, we talk about sides and their improved defensive performance, that type of thing. It seems to me that it takes a long, long time for a club to be able to implement key change to the way they defend.
So Rob Harvey, senior coach, Scotty Selwood comes from development into the midfield role. I think they've also swung Brenton Sanderson around as well to give him a look at a different role. So not a bad idea. Shake it up.
Mm.
It's been shaken to its core.
Well, it's his job to lose now, effectively, yeah, so isn't it, Rob Harvey?
Put your own stamp on it, which is a good thing. As we said, Jack Viney back, Brody Grundy back this week, Taylor Adams is a 50-50. I want to talk about Jack Henry and what sort of year he's having. He's kept Jack Revolt to no goals, Mackay to one, Ben King got three on him, Georgiades one, Max King one, Aaron Norton none.
Was there a little bit of nepotism on the couch last night as well?
Yes, there was. Brownie looking after his nephew.
Did you call him on it?
I did.
How do you react?
Don't cut me off, mate.
No, he had to concede.
Was he sheepish?
Ben Simmons, yeah, he was. Ben Simmons has been the big talking point over the past 24, 48 hours. There's speculation around that he may not be playing in the Olympics for the Australian team. That's being reported at the moment. We don't know that definitively. There's only one man we need to talk to about this. If he had some advice for Ben Simmons would have to listen if the great Andrew Gaze spoke. And he'll join us after the break.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co. Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.